New FM is local as, and you're waking up with Tyler and Crevo.
New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Thursday, and hello, Tyler!
Oh, she's back. Sounding
yeah,
like
she
a
is.
Man. I apologize for my voice, but I'm here. I feel all right.
Man, I feel like a woman or
yeah,
something.
That's
I feel like
much
I should have had that ready to go.
Should have.
Oh, well. You live and learn.
Yep.
Next time you're off sick for a few days with a voice-related thing
you
and then come back.
You can have that thing repaired. Prepared.
I'll have it ready.
And I might have my voice repaired by then.
Also good.
Thanks.
And also a good plan.
Thanks.
Hello, Jess. How
good
you doing?
Good morning. I'm good.
Now, this Signal Box, big news, yeah? Is this an artist you know or...
Oh, I know Dan Bianco, but he's like a really well-known artist in Newcastle. If you see any, like, I think there are a few bars in Newey that have big murals on the walls. That's cool. Most likely Dan Bianco's work.
There you go. Live
yeah.
and learn. That's pretty cool. We got photos up or something.
We will when I get around
stuff,
to it.
Yes.
Yeah, she's a busy woman, Crevo.
I don't know about that.
Give her
I'm
a minute.
I'm on my own this morning.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Is there no one else in the whole newsroom?
No, it's just me.
That's
what
all
on
right.
earth?
Who else do you need, though, truly?
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah.
When
I'll
you
come
got
and help
Jess.
You.
Oh, yeah. So,
I'm a bit sick, sorry.
Maybe not.
No, you can stay down there.
I'm busy there.
Yeah, exactly. Fair enough. Hey, we will be doing a bit more of a catch up with Jess and go a bit deeper on those local news stories in just a few minutes. So you wake up with the Novos. You heard it right. Tyler is back.
I'm back.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
All right, Jess, our first story is about somebody making a telephone call, yeah?
Yeah, basically. So the Upper Hunter seat that we've been talking about for the last couple of days has finally been properly won. Someone has said they've retained the seat and someone has conceded. So Dave Lazell, the Nationals candidate up there, has retained the seat. Paree Watson gave him a call yesterday and said, congratulations, I lost. So sad.
So sad.
There's about 2,500 votes separating the two of them. The Electoral Commission's still counting votes. There's still some seats in the state that aren't quite called just yet because they are just too close. So still looks like Labor is not going to have the majority government that they wanted to.
What's the closest it's ever been, like, in a seat? 5 votes? 1 vote?
There's a lot of people in seats, mate.
Yeah, I know that, but...
I don't know.
Yeah, I was just wondering.
Yeah, I'm curious to know that, too.
I'm angry.
Like, yeah. What is it? Like?
Yeah, we're both curious.
Like, 1 or 2 votes. I mean, no one knows, though, clearly.
Well, maybe.
It would. Like, it does come down very close. I'm just Googling
look
at what Kiama was. Kiama was very close.
Yeah,
there you
right.
go.
Okay.
Interesting. Anyway.
We'll look forward to that at a later time.
While you Google
the
that, Crevo, we'll move on to the next one. Residents in Walls End who were evacuated just from the sinkhole are allowed to go back home now.
Yeah, so yesterday afternoon they got the all clear to go home. The last few days the area around like the Diggers Club and Fogo Street has been shut off because a sinkhole appeared and there
Jeez.
Were cracks in the road. There are some houses that have some serious subsidence issues going on. We were looking at photos yesterday of a couple of houses that literally a hole has formed like under the corner of the houses
yeah.
and it just does not look good at all.
It's wild, Tyler. And not just like a little hole, I don't know, that you could put your hand in.
It like looks, a hole that you could that put, looks you like could someone has dug.
Wheel an yeah. auto bin under it.
No.
Literally.
Yeah.
Literally.
And this is under someone's house.
Yeah, yeah. And they're like, you can go home.
I'd be selling up.
I said,
it'd be tough.
Take $20 for the house. I'm out. Oh my god!
You know what?
That is my worst nightmare. Imagine though, like, and I don't know if my brain works correctly when I imagine a sinkhole.
Mm.
It just goes from 0 to 100. Thunk, you're gone.
Mm.
Basically,
like, imagine standing on what you think is solid ground,
and then it's
and then
not.
It caves beneath you. Not a chance. Sorry, Walls End, I love you, but I don't think I'll ever move there. But I mean,
yeah, I won't be either.
But like, that's not to say that sinkholes won't happen in Waratah West.
It's true.
Near the manor.
There's old mines everywhere.
God.
That's so
terrifying.
We were talking about that yesterday. There's so many mines under Newcastle. They're just everywhere. The whole place is like a honeycomb underneath.
Maybe I'll relocate. Yeah. Love you guys, but I'm going
to
leave.
You can do the
Come
show.
Come out to remote. Maitland.
Yeah, there
no,
you go.
I think I might just find a private island somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Also a good option.
Be self-sufficient.
If you're that rich,
sink
I get
hole,
it.
Sinkhole free.
Yeah, it's true.
Thanks.
And this guy, he says, starting to feel a bit constipated, right? So he's a bit of trouble going to the toilet.
Yeah, that's the worst.
It is. Yeah, it is the worst. And then at the same time, he's looking around the house. When I put that drinking glass, a glass that I have out the cupboard, it's gone. I can't find it.
Oh, no. What?
Apparently, he had a big night on the sauce, and this is what he told the surgeons when he got to the hospital. He accidentally sat on the drinking glass.
And it went up the bum.
And it went up the bum. And
I think you've got to do more than sit.
Yeah, you know.
I think you've got to, like, prepare, stretch. I don't know, maybe a bit of douching involved as well, if you will.
I've never sat on a glass, so I couldn't tell you if any of that's
what
important or needed.
The hell?
Indeed. So 47 years of age, the constipated 47-year-old who wasn't named waited 3 days before seeking medical attention.
I'm sure, I'm almost certain, in fact, you would feel a drinking glass in the anus, well and truly, after 3 days.
Would have thought so. Anyway, he gets to the hospital, rocks up. He goes, oh, I put it up there on purpose. And denied it at the start. But then they're like, come on, mate. As if we haven't seen this before.
Yeah, or heard all of the tales before.
Exactly. Anyway, eventually he did confess to putting the 12-centimetre-long glass up there by himself on purpose.
Is that like a stubby? I mean, like a schooner?
No, well, maybe like a pony, the small one.
Yeah, got ya.
Yeah, anyway, 47 years of age, and he had it up there for 3 days. They did remove it finally. But how's this, right? This is over in the UK.
Yeah.
The NHS, which is like our Medicare,
yeah,
right? It costs them nearly $700,000 a year just in removing objects.
From the bum?
From that part of the body.
No.
That's
$1 million
a year.
Taxpayer money.
Yep.
Because people think it's fun to just sit on a few things.
That's right.
And shove it all the way up there.
Well, yeah, or accidentally, if you will.
It's always accidentally,
isn't it? I used to live with the doctor, right?
Yeah.
And he said the amount of things that come into the surgery, because he used to do the night shift at the surgery.
Yeah.
And they always trip and fall, he said.
Always.
Every time.
Oh,
that
my
is
God.
So ridiculous.
Stop tripping and falling on things. if you want to give it a go, you can. Just don't say you trip and fell.
Yeah, or use one of the recommended items. There's plenty of websites I've heard.
Yeah, that have a little, like a little grab that you can just.
There you go.
Pull it back out.
UFM.
This is Tyler and Crevo. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Thursday. If you're just joining us, Tyler is back.
Just. I'm here.
I just had a little coughing fit behind the scenes.
I'm terribly sorry about the state of my voice.
That's all right. Your voice sounds fine.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I think you're overthinking that part of things.
I sound like a man, bro.
Well, a little bit.
I sound like a man.
A little bit. There's a bit of huskiness to it, but that's okay.
I'm here. I'm alive. I'm functioning.
Yeah, we push on because next we're uncovering a bit of a... it's like an organic food scandal locally here in the Hunter. So we've got to deal with that, unpack all of that in just a few minutes as you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo. And oh my God, apparently there's a bit of a scandal going on with organic food.
Really?
So I always, like, there's a lot of benefits to it if it's the real deal, right? So fewer pesticides, often fresher because it doesn't have the preservatives in it.
Yep.
It's better for the environment when they grow it. That if it's animals, like they're not given any antibiotics, growth hormones or any animal byproducts. So when you hear all that on paper, you go, that sounds pretty good.
All of those things are the things that mess with my tummy.
Right. So for you, you'd buy a fair bit of this, wouldn't you?
Well,
when you can.
When we can afford it.
Because it is
so expensive. Yeah. Way more expensive than, like, any other fresh produce.
Yeah. But if you were minted, you'd probably get some.
Yeah, probably.
And this is, like, I had no idea about this, but in Australia, it seems, and Newcastle and the Hunter, it's pretty lax on when you can put organic on the label.
Oh, so you can say that it's not been sprayed by any of these, like, pesticide sprays or whatever, but there actually are.
So overseas, it's a very strict process.
Yeah.
Right? So like you have to get certified, your farm, everything like that. Here, you can simply put organic on your packaging if you have one ingredient or claim a process has been undertaken with no verification.
So you can just say that you're doing it.
Yeah.
But not do it.
Well, potentially.
That's like me saying to you, I went to the gym and got so jacked yesterday, I'm going to be so strong, when in actual fact, I just went to Macca's. You don't know.
It's true. You could have just been at Macca's, you know, down here at Hexham.
Yeah.
Instead of at the gym.
Right.
Now, this is like blowing my mind a little
bit. That's naughty.
Because I would have thought, like, when I go into local Woolworths at Mayfield and I see organic on stuff, I'd think, yeah, that must be full organic, and that's why it's $19 for a quarter cabbage.
And it's going to be good for you. That's the other thing, too. The Cozzy Live at the moment, through the roof.
Yeah.
And now these organic farmers think that they can get away with telling us that their produce is organic when it's not.
And you know what? It gives a bad name to the ones that are doing it properly.
It does, no one will trust it.
That's right. I bet there's heaps who are. But then you can get one ingredient.
So now,
My biscuits have got organic salt in them. Organic.
Yeah, you don't know. But now, when the miso goes, we've got to buy organic. It's good.
I'll say, absolute scam, mate. Don't even touch it.
Major scam. 10-foot
pole.
Just eat the normal veggies.
Exactly. They'll be fine.
Deal with the gut pain later.
A story from Reddit this morning.
Yeah.
Something that's happening around our region. And I had no idea. I've never heard of this before. So this person's just chilling at a shopping centre. Lots of teenagers around sort of lunchtime on the weekend. People having McDonald's, that sort of thing.
Oh, like in a food court setup.
Food court kind of area.
Yeah.
And these two, like, teenagers, Eshe style, as they're describing them,
yeah,
walk over to another group of teenagers who are, like, just sitting around having their lunch. They pick up, like, a post-mix McDonald's cup of drink.
Oh, like a Macca's Coke.
Yeah, could be Coke, could be others.
Yeah.
And they just take a sip of it and put it back down and walk away.
What?
The rise
helping themselves to a sip of someone else's drink.
It's the rise of the Eshe sipper around our region.
No.
Which I'm just like, what is the point of this? I'm guessing it's to get some kind of reaction. You know, they're hoping. And then they were like scouting other tables and went and did it on other tables. And apparently this has been happening all over the place.
So be aware of the Eshe sippers.
Yeah, if you're having like a, you know, a Macca's meal or perhaps some other fast food establishment,
yeah,
where your drink, especially with a long straw, is there and available, be alert and keep it close. I know, like, we're post-COVID, apparently. It's still everywhere, though. You don't want people sipping on your drink.
To what, like, it's our gross 100th wave or something now of COVID. Also, too, though, since the introduction of paper straws at Macca's, paper straws are way more personal aren't they?
Because not, like,
and then you got someone else wrapping their lips around it.
Not only do you have backwash, but you've got the, like,
their DNA off your
is
lips
on there. Is it definitely on your straw now? You got to throw that away. That's
how
gross.
How uncomfortable if you're just sitting there minding your own business and then an Eshe comes out of nowhere, makes eye contact with you whilst sipping your drink that you paid for with your own money. I'd rage. I'd get up.
Yeah, see, here's the thing, though. I think I'd be in so much shock.
You wouldn't know what to do.
Wouldn't know what to do. It's such a, I'd be thinking, is that even my drink? Like, what the heck? What's going on
here? That is bizarre. Newcastle, be alert, be aware of the Eshe sippers. Also, too, get in touch with us if you've seen this firsthand, if you've witnessed this.
Yeah.
Hit us up on our Instagram at @thenovos_. This is wild.
People need to know how big a problem this is.
Yeah, totally.
Because I don't want that happening to my drink.
No one gets between your girl and her Macca's Coke. She will rage. I'll come for someone, fists flying.
Not the post-mix.
No one comes for me and my post-mix.
1, 2, 3.
With Tyler and Crevo on New FM. This is the Novos 3 of a Kind.
All right, here we go. It's very easy. You just got to figure out what the theme is between the three things we give you. A little competition between you and another listener.
Yeah, and then we hook you up with two tickets to the screening of Rocky Horror Show at Event Cinemas in Katara tonight. So this will be played live at the Sydney Theatre Royal. and then we broadcast it live right here at the movie, so you don't need to go to Sydney.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about the drive down, where to park, where to have dinner, because you know all that stuff locally here.
You can have dinner at the rooftop.
Yeah, so easy.
And then treat yourself to a choc top afterwards in the cinema right here, but you still get
the full experience.
Sydney Broadway experience.
Yeah, it's so good. We need a couple of contestants to play. Give us a call now, 4967-4105, if you want to play three of a kind and score yourself a little date night for tonight.
Should we do a little test run, Crevo?
Yeah, a little trial. So this is how it works, right? If you're on the fence, not sure, here we go.
Here's one that we did the other day. This one might get you.
Mm-hmm.
Crispy mix-ups peanut.
Crevo.
Hit me.
Flavours of M&M's.
You got it.
See? Simple as that.
Simple. 4967-4105. If you want to play three of a kind, we're doing it next. Call now.
1, 2, 3.
With Tyler and Crevo on New FM. This is the Novo's three of a kind.
All right, this is our little game. We name three things. You got to figure out what is the theme between them. You're up against another contestant.
Yeah, easy game.
First of two, best of three. Your name's your buzzer. Very simple. As you said, let's meet our contestants for this morning.
We shall. We've got our runner-up yesterday. From yesterday, it's Cheryl in Chisholm. Good morning.
Hello.
How are you today, Cheryl?
I'm not too bad. Yourself?
Oh, yeah, I'm getting there. Thanks for asking.
Tyler's on the mend.
I'm on the mend. Now, we want to try and get you to the Rocky Horror Show tonight, Cheryl. Are you going to win? Are you feeling it in your waters?
I'm trying, yes,
good.
I am.
Yeah,
fingers crossed, fingers crossed. We've also got Ruby in Mayfield. How is it in God's country this morning?
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, of course it is, because Mayfield's the best suburb in Newcastle. Not biased or anything. All right.
Shall we test everyone's buzzers? Let's go with Cheryl first.
Cheryl.
Nice. Ruby.
Ruby.
Well done.
Strong, strong, strong start.
We are starting strong. All right, first one. Are you ready? Wiltshire, KitchenAid, Weber.
Barbecues. Oh.
Buzzy and Cheryl.
Cheryl.
Yeah, okay, now go.
Barbecue.
You've done
you got it.
Right. Well done. And well done to Ruby. That's very valiant of you not to steal the point there, because you probably could have.
I was thinking about it, but I was like, no, better not.
Bless your soul. All right. That's so one point on the board for Cheryl. Next one. Maggi, Indomie, Fantastic.
Ruby.
Ooh, Ruby hit us. What is it?
Noodles.
Yeah,
that is correct.
It's noodles is correct.
Whoa, a bit of scoreboard pressure here. We've got a game on our hands. We're all tied up.
He's a tiebreaker. Bonza, Singapore, Qantas.
Cheryl.
Ooh, Cheryl hit us.
Airline.
Oh,
that is correct. Guilty. A couple of tickets to go off and see the Rocky Horror Show.
Can I give my tickets to Ruby?
Oh, of course you can, Cheryl. Do you not want to go along to the Rocky Horror Show tonight?
No, I would, but I'm flying out today to the US.
Oh, well,
Cheryl,
that's a bit better.
Cheryl is going on a holiday,
and
Ruby.
I was going to sort of lose, but I thought I'd gain it wrong. So I thought I'd give them to Ruby. Is that okay?
Ruby, is that okay with you?
Sure, thank you.
Aww.
You know what? In Newcastle, we've got the best listeners here at New FM, and this just shows it. Like, one person just doing another person for someone in the community. How good is that?
We totally do. And Cheryl, enjoy your trip to the US. That would be nice.
It should be, yeah. Yeah, it's about 4 or 5 weeks, so.
Oh, amazing. And
it
Ruby,
should be.
You're off to the Rocky Horror Show tonight at Event Cinemas in Qatar. Well done, Ruby.
Thank you.
Oh,
what a lovely moment on the show.
So nice.
New FM.
Okay, Crevo, are you across Prime Drink?
Yes, a little bit. So it's Logan Paul and whoever the other one is. KSI, is it?
Yes, correct. And it is also the official sports drink of the UFC.
Right. So it's they've got energy drinks, they've got hydration. They made so much money off this in like a very short period of time. Yeah.
And it was really big in America. And then I saw people all over the internet being like, do I know anyone in America that can buy drinks and ship them over here to Australia? I've got kids, I've got nieces, I've got nephews that are obsessed with this thing, right?
That's good marketing, isn't it?
Isn't it? And then so, of course, it hit the shelves at Woolies earlier this week. And, of course, my partner Marcus works at Marketown Woolies. He said kids were going mad for this thing, for the hydration drink, because the energy drink isn't available in Australia yet. It's got too much caffeine in it.
So they're not allowed to sell it.
Yeah, pretty much. And so Marcus was saying kids were like hooning in on scooters, just ripping this drink off the shelves, going mad for it, right?
Crazy, isn't
so
it?
Much so they had to come in early and set up the display before they opened.
Really?
To like avoid mayhem.
Chaos. Yeah, right.
Right? And then so yesterday I'm on Facebook Marketplace, and because obviously it's sold out in so many stores around Newcastle, someone is slinging a prime drink for $15
just
for
one. How much is it normally?
You can go to Woolies for like $4.
Oh, you know, that is just...
Online. I'm looking online now. You can buy a 12-pack for $30.
So it's even cheaper online.
Yes.
But people... That's the thing, though. When this sort of thing goes so viral that people just pay anything. They
I'm
just
pretty
think,
sure,
I must
though,
have that drink.
I'm almost certain... If it's sold out at Jezzo Woolies, you could go to Mayfield and it'd be there.
Probably.
Just drive to the next Woolies. There's a Woolworths in almost every suburb of Newcastle. You don't need to be going on Marketplace to get one for $15.
Yeah, but if you're an Esche on an e-scooter,
very
it might
true.
Be too far.
Speaking of Esches on an e-scooter, someone that I know had a kid knock on their front door, someone that they obviously know, who the kids come over and play with each other all the time, a kid coming knocking on his front door and he goes, hey, look, I've got prime drink. And our friend was like, okay, cool, do you want to come in and play? No, I just wanted to let you know.
That's
I got prime drink. There is an obsession with this thing. I don't understand. It's literally just like Hydrolites.
It's Newcastle's newest flex.
Isn't it? What? And then, like, kids are using it as drink bottles now because they're obsessed with it.
They just want to look cool.
You know what we should do, Crevo?
What's that?
We should just buy a normal drink bottle, put some prime
stickers
on it. We'd be making a bloody mozza, mate.
Exactly.
Let's get on that today.
Throw a bit of Hydrolite in there. Yep. Job done. New FM.
The Novos with Tyler and Crevo. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone, and happy Thursday. Welcome if you're just joining us. Of course, trivia check back after 7 o'clock worth $525.
That's been climbing since I've been off.
Yeah, it hasn't gone off. That's all right, though.
Okay,
it
good.
Continues to grow. The jackpot.
$525 is a lot of money. That is good.
Yep.
Next, though, Crevo.
Yeah.
We're talking blokes that love a bath. Are you one of them?
Not really.
That's disappointing.
No, I've had one. That'll
Didn't
do.
Like it.
Didn't like it. It was too long. I got too much on. I don't have time for all of that.
Well, let's just say you're not successful.
Oh, that's a big call.
Yep.
Okay. We'll chat more about that up next.
Now, Crevo, would you consider yourself a successful person?
Well, I'm trying to get there, but I'm not quite there yet, I would say. I mean, I'm doing my best.
Do you enjoy a bath every now and then?
No. So
this is why you're not successful.
What? What do you mean?
The key to being more successful is a long soak in the bath, a new study
really?
Is saying. They're saying rest is a new superpower, which we already knew.
Yeah.
But apparently the key to that is having a good old bath.
I'm going to have one tonight.
You
I want
should.
More success.
You should.
And I got a big bath. I got one extra big when we put the bathroom
well,
in so I could bath.
Well, use it then, you peckerhead.
Well, I don't know. They take ages.
Oh, my God.
And it's like...
They're the best.
What am I doing? Am I having a swim? Not really. What's going on here? I don't know. Baths. I'm not a bath person. I like a shower. It's quick and it's happening.
Well, you need to be a bath person.
Obviously.
Because a professor from the UK talks about the importance of rest and relaxation, and she says that rest is a superpower which can reinvigorate you and help you with getting work done, especially things Ooh. Like doing the gardening, that's relaxing, or taking a bath. 18,000 people took the rest test and said they were way more energetic and motivated to get work done after having a bath.
I'm going to have one tonight. I'm going to report
back. You should.
Back.
Now, we know women in Newcastle love a good bath, right?
Yeah, that's no one.
It is no one. But do Novocastrian men love a bath? This is what I want to know.
This is interesting because I think most men out there, like me, shower people.
Yeah, my partner Marcus hates a bath and he hates it when I try and get in. He's like, if I'm going to have one, I don't want you anywhere near me. Get
what?
Out.
That's a bit
He's
rough
also
on you.
6 foot two, like
oh,
got
that makes
long
a bit
legs,
more sense.
Bit gangly,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
It's like there's no room for two bodies in this. Get out.
Right. Okay. I guess what we're looking for here, 4967-4105, Are you a bloke that loves a bath? Are you tough enough to admit it on the radio?
Yeah.
Our best callers on air this morning, two tickets to the Spiegel Tent, Civic Park, Newcastle, to see the brand new production, The Party. Now, this is awesome.
The setup at Civic Park looks legit,
yeah,
too.
And it's worth like $160. Yep. If you want to like impress, you know, you have a great date night, this is a fantastic price. 4967-4105. Are you a bloke that loves a bath? Or dob your partner in.
Yes.
Maybe they wouldn't be tough enough to admit it, but you can for the Spiegel Tent tickets.
Dob them in.
4967-4105. Do Novocastrian men, are there any out there that truly love a bath? New FM.
And we are on the hunt for men around Newcastle who love taking a bath because apparently the key to being more successful is a good old bubble bath.
See, I had not a person who takes a bath. And now I'm going to try it.
You
tonight,
should.
I'm going to get the bubble bath, run it.
Look at me.
Yeah.
I'm so successful because I love a bath.
It's so true. My wife, Emmy, loves a bath.
Successful woman.
Successful woman.
Kayla has messaged us on Insta too to link us to a whole Instagram page dedicated to men taking a bath. It's called Men Who Take Baths. They all look very successful, Crevo.
This is 100% true, like proof, I reckon.
Yeah, you can get featured on this page too. Nude up, get in the bubbles.
I might do that.
You could.
There's a story successful arc. Let's go to the phone, shall we? Jenny's up first. Do you know a man who takes baths or loves baths, Jenny?
What a crock of dust. Oh, my God.
What do you mean?
Drink this crap up.
Jenny, it's the key to success.
Hang on, girlfriend. Who do you know that's successful that owns a bath? Let's start with that. Because these days, houses are built without baths because it's spacious. And number two, they're so into their, like, success. The last thing they're going to worry is about their hygiene and how good they smell and pop bubbles. If anything, I'll get in a spa bath and probably fart.
Very true.
Okay. That's
valid point, but successful men will always build a big enough house for a bathtub, you know?
That's what you're saying?
Yep.
Okay. Let's go to Adonis up next out of Boolaroo. How is it out there this morning?
Oh, good, and I'm from Boorigal, homie. I ain't Boolaroo.
Oh, it's Boorigal. Oh, that's my bad.
All good. Hey, let's find out, though. Are you a successful man that loves a bath?
I'm a successful man, but I don't play no bath. I'm not going to lay there in my dirty water that I done washed off. That's all dirt back in there. I need a shower to keep. Listen, all jokes aside, think about it, right? If you were starving and you were dying in the desert somewhere and you're looking for water, would you drink from a stale pool, stagnant pool, or you would go to a river or a stream that's flowing and drink from it?
That's very true, but the key to that, Adonis, is having a bath and then having a shower afterwards to wash all the dirt off, you know?
Yeah, see, you didn't make that equation. I thought you were just saying have the bath. Some people have a bath and don't do the shower. They just come out with a towel.
Yeah.
Like, oh, ready to go.
No.
Very true. I mean, is Adonis successful, though? We'll never know.
Well, he said he is, so that's all the proof I need. That's 100% a caller saying no to baths. I'm rethinking my plans.
No, you need to go and have a bath. You'll be way more successful, I promise.
Good to know. You're a fam.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
All right, Crevo, $525 up for grabs this morning with our trivia check.
So exciting.
That is some bickies.
It's very, very simple. If you just answer one question correctly, just one, the money is instantly yours.
So if you want to play a trivia check next, call now, 4967-4105. One question is all you need to correctly answer. You walk away $525 richer. Can't get any simpler than that.
That's right. It's very simple. It plays next. New FM.
Oh, that's awesome. Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Yeah, right now we want to give away $525, Crevo. We are playing Trivia Check. All you need to do is answer one question correctly. You walk away with the cash.
It doesn't get any easier than this to win money in all of Newcastle. Let's meet our contestant. It's Julie in Tanambit stepping up to the plate. Hello, Julie.
Hello, guys.
How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
That's the way. Now, what do you do for work, Julie? Just out of interest?
I'm retired
and I've just rung up to try and get some money. I'm driving up to Queensland for a funeral.
Oh.
So some money for some little pit stops on the way would be great.
Fuel money.
Yeah. I mean, what a roller coaster we've been on. I was exuberant for you for retiring, and then I'm sad. I'm sorry for someone that you've lost in your family. Let's bring this back to the joy position by giving you cash, okay?
Yep.
All right, Julie, don't let the five-second timer get in your head. The question is coming. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
How long does Mercury take to revolve around the sun?
83 days.
How many did you say?
83.
Gee, you were close, Julie. But unfortunately, it's 88 days.
Oh.
Oh, mate, I'm so sorry. You were so close. You nearly had my heart rate peaking then. But unfortunately,
it's not.
It's incorrect. That does mean no Crevo. Tomorrow for a Feel Good Friday, $550 up for grabs.
Sure is. Hopefully, we can give it away then. You're waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo, New FM. Now, Tyler, the other day I had to do a delivery for my shop out to Edgeworth. Now, Edgeworth, I don't usually get out there, but, you know, it's a nice little part of the world.
Of course it is.
And when I was out there, I'm driving around. It was like quite a back street, so I had to go right through the suburb, you know, in and out of all these little streets and down lanes and stuff. And I started to notice Edgeworth has an extraordinary amount of cars. Now, what I mean by that is it seems like every house had about three or four cars.
Do you think maybe they're just share houses?
I don't, because this is Edgeworth's like a family suburb.
Yeah, right, okay.
So it's people there, you know, just living their lives. They've got their families, that sort of thing. And everyone has like the beautiful, like manicured lawns and stuff.
Yep.
They're very house proud, but also very car proud as a suburb.
Interesting.
It felt, honestly, it felt like a lot of the time an episode of MTV Cribs. Because, you know, in Cribs, they always park all the cars in the front driveway,
all up on the yard.
So that first the video sees all of that first.
Yep.
First one I spotted, this is what like triggered me to notice this really. And I was like, oh my God, is this everywhere? It was Commodore Canyon is what I'm calling it.
Okay.
Because they had, honestly, the house was in a little bit of a dip.
Yeah.
And they had seven different Holden Commodores of different eras and ages.
In the dip.
In the dip. Commodore
what
Canyon.
The hell?
If you live in Edgeworth, you probably know it. Now, some of them in different states of repair, but some of them looking schmick, like show ready.
That's wild.
It's in
How much money are you sitting in one's front yard in Edgy?
A lot, right? Because then there was the other house I'm calling Every Toy You Can Get, because they had two small trucks, a boat, two small cars, a jet ski, and a camper van.
I was going to say, there has to be a jet ski in there somewhere.
Definitely.
And the camper van.
Yeah.
People are living large in Edgeworth.
They certainly are. And then we're calling Pimp My Ride, because they had all of the cars, except it's like Pimp My Ride before they've had been pimped out.
So they need to be pimped out first. Right,
yeah,
got you.
So they had a lot of cars, five or six, but they all needed a lot of repairs.
Like a spare parts, yeah, you would say.
In fact, I'm not sure if they were running a mini wreckers from their house, because it seemed like a lot of those cars were missing parts.
Could be. If you need a spare part, just go to Edgy.
Exactly.
You'll find the house.
Or, you know what, if you're thinking of starting a spare parts business,
move to Edgy.
Yep, it's the perfect place, because everyone's got about 19 motor vehicles.
Interesting,
what a place
observation.
To live. Yeah, if you're out that way, check it out. You'll have to see it to believe it. It's like a tourist attraction out there. It's amazing. UFM.
UFM.
This is Tyler and Crevo. And this is UFM at breakfast.
At breakfast.
Now, I just want to bring something to everyone's attention, yours, Crevo, and everyone else around Newcastle.
Yeah.
That today is none other than producer Stephen's birthday.
Are you kidding me?
And he didn't bother to let us know, so I just found out on Facebook.
Rough.
Producer Stephen.
Come on the show.
Good morning.
How dare you come in and not declare that it is your birthday to us and then make us feel like absolute flops when we say morning
nothing.
And say nothing to wish you a happy birthday.
It was too early. I didn't even realise.
Well, happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
That's
man.
Also a big fat lie.
It's a pleasure to have you on the team. You do a great job and
Thank you
don't
guys.
Get enough credit.
But you should have organised a cake.
I should have organised the cake.
Yeah, because that's your job, is organising all the stuff in the background.
No, we can do that.
Happy birthday.
We can
Thank
do
you.
That.
You're a much beloved member
How
of this team.
How old are you today, Producer Stephen?
Yeah.
Turned 24 today.
Oh my God, you're a child.
You're so young.
You're a small child.
No, that's mid-20s. I'm having a bit of a crisis.
Oh, for God's sake. You wait till you hit your 30s, mate.
No, it's all, you've got all the good stuff to look forward to, is all I can say. To be 24 again.
Oh, wouldn't it be nice?
Oh my God.
Thanks,
wouldn't
guys.
It be nice? Happy birthday, Producer
indeed,
Stephen.
Man,
this is not the end. We'll sort something out.
Indeed. I can't believe I didn't know about this.
Now, Creva, the last few days I've been off unwell, and my partner Marcus has also been off as well because we've just been a crook house.
Yeah.
And so yesterday morning we had to get up and go to the chemist, get a few more supplies. I'm up brushing my teeth, making myself look presentable because...
Yeah, certainly. I mean, you're trying to
feel it.
Flip the image.
Yeah, right. And so we're ready to walk out the door and Marcus, my partner, hasn't brushed his teeth. And I was like, you need to brush your teeth before we go. We're leaving the house. He goes, no, I'll brush my teeth when we get home after I eat breakfast. And I was like, no, you must brush your teeth before we leave the house. And he was like, no, I brush my teeth after I eat breakfast. That's the rules. Which I completely disagree with. If you're leaving the house, you must brush your teeth. How disrespectful were the people you must face?
Well, I hear what you're saying, but I think I have to side with your partner, Marcus, on this.
Because, why?
Well, you've got to wait until some food has gone in there to have something to brush off.
You know there's a thing called morning breath?
Yeah, well...
And it's disgusting.
I mean, look, I just think that you've got to wait for the first meal before you have... There's nothing to brush off otherwise.
Here's a question for you then, Crevo. Mm.
Yeah.
Do you brush your teeth before you come into work? Do you eat breakfast at 4 a.m. and then brush your teeth after?
Yes.
What? Do you eat at 4 a.m. in the morning?
Yeah, I just have a small amount of food. Yep, and then brush my teeth.
And then brush your teeth afterwards.
Yeah, because you've got to wait till you have something to eat, otherwise there's nothing to brush off. That's...
There is so much to brush off because if you sleep with your mouth open, think of all the cavities that are building up in your teeth during your sleep time. You must brush them as soon as you get up.
You're too bossy with him. He hasn't eaten anything yet. You got to wait till after you eat something. Okay, here's a question for you then, right? You brush your teeth first thing in the morning as soon as you get up.
Yeah.
Like the person that you are.
Yeah.
And then you eat breakfast and then you don't brush after. So you're walking around all day with toast in your teeth from the morning. What do you eat for breakfast?
I still floss whenever I choose to.
Oh, nah.
Before or after breakfast.
I'm sorry, you've actually got this wrong.
But you must brush your teeth before you do anything else.
No, you've got this wrong.
I don't think I do. And also for us, you and I, we're up stupidly early. I'm not eating then. I have to brush my teeth before I come to work and then eat breakfast later in the day.
No, I'm sorry. You've actually got this wrong this time. Okay, let's settle this debate once and for all.
Let's.
4967-4105. Do you brush your teeth before breakfast, before you've eaten food?
Yes.
Or after breakfast when you've got all that food and acid and stuff in there eating away, nibbling away at your teeth, gnawing away at them?
We need Newcastle to settle this. 4967 4105. Do you brush your teeth before or after breakfast?
I'm sorry, it is so after.
This is crucial.
Crevo and your partner Marcus are correct.
Nah.
It's after. Two tickets to Spiegelton at Civic Park Newcastle to see the brand new production of The Party up for grabs for the best callers on air today.
This looks good fun.
It's like $160 prize, this. Just for weighing in, 4967 4105. Are you Team Tyler or Team Crevo? New FM.
Now, an argument that went down at my house, the Waratah Manor, yesterday, Crevo, between my partner Marcus and I, was that you must brush your teeth before you have breakfast.
Ridiculous claim you make.
Which you think as well. But we need Newcastle to settle this once and for all. Do you brush your teeth before or after breakfast?
It's after, 100%.
Let's go up first to Margie in Mayfield. Hi, Margie.
Hi, guys.
Now,
how are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, tell us, do you brush your teeth before or after breakfast?
Oh, look, I brush them after breakfast, but Tyler, I've got to say, if I'm going out of the house, I'm brushing my teeth.
Thank you very much. See?
I can't even go on the front lawn without brushing them.
Even if you hadn't had breakfast as well, right?
All I heard was after and then like some noisiness, right? I'm taking that as a vote for me.
Margie agrees with me.
Marcus, doubtful. Let's go to Mel in Rutherford. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Never better, Mel. Now tell us, are you Team Tyler or are you Team Crevo?
Team Tyler.
Crevo for sure. Oh,
thank you. God, some common sense around here.
Do you not think that as soon as you wake up, you've got that gross taste in your mouth, Mel, that you need to brush your teeth?
No, but I'm also a bit of a gagger when I brush my teeth and I don't want to ruin my appetite. So.
Okay, well.
That feels like a whole separate chat. Isn't it?
Well, it's a gag. Right, let's go to Gabby to wrap this up.
Some people just love it.
Maybe they do. Let's go to Gabby to settle this once and for all. Hey, Gabby.
Morning, guys.
Now, tell us, do you brush your teeth before or after breakfast?
100%, I always brush my teeth before breakfast.
Thank you very, very much. See,
so
Gabby
one.
Is
one.
A hygienic.
One.
Yeah, and that means the rest of Newcastle is not hygienic and they need to check themselves.
No, absolutely. It was 2-1. How can you refute that it was 2-1, Tyler?
Maybe I did the wrong maths. Yeah, anyway. There are people, including you and my partner Marcus and
got it right.
Marky and Mel, who need
right.
to be more hygienic and brushing their teeth straight away because, you know what? You're going to have high dentist bills.
You're in the minority. Just accept it and move on.
Well, across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is Tyler and Crevo. The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Now, Crevo, the last few days I've been off unwell.
Yeah, that's right. How are you feeling? You're on the mend?
Yeah, I'm getting there. I just sound a bit snotty.
Yeah.
But whilst I was at home...
Okay.
Look what showed up in the mail.
What? You've glued something on your Crocs.
My gibbets showed up in the mail for my Crocs.
What are gibbets?
They're little, like... Yeah, what? You could probably call them stickers. Little bits that you can put in the holes of the Crocs to make them look pretty.
They're ridiculous. What are you doing?
Marcus, my partner, also said the same thing. He said it's the most childish thing he's ever seen me do.
Yeah, and...
It's an M&M. There's an M&M and there's a little Joob lolly. There's another one that's
Why
a flower.
Why have you put lollies on your already ridiculous shoes?
I got a little pearl and also I got more lollies, another gibbet.
You're just touching the pearl now.
Yep.
It's the whole thing is ridiculous. All right, those are so childish.
They're not. These are fashion. And Crevo, if there's one thing, if there's a difference between me and you...
Is that I know fashion and you don't.
I understand fashion and you do not.
Okay. I feel like that's a debate for another time.
Could be.
Next, though, a new way to buy prawns, which will blow your mind. New FM.
What's the goss on the way with producer Stephen? Hit us.
Well, I've got one for Robert Downey Jr. fans. If you've ever wanted to purchase something that's been inside Robert Downey Jr., now available, you're going to have to pay up, though.
Jeez.
Okay. All of that to come.
Oh, my God.
Just leave that in your thought bank for a minute. Now, though, the other night I went to get some prawns.
Yeah.
And in Coles, what I've noticed is they're selling prawns. You know when you buy a roast chook in a bachelor's handbag?
Yeah.
They're doing prawns in those bags now.
I've purchased prawns like that before from Coles.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
See, I didn't realise, and I was like, geez, that's so like a creative use of a packaging for a different food.
Yep.
And it's as if the whole world doesn't do any new packaging for food. This is like the first time anything's changed in like 20 years, it feels like.
Do you think?
Yeah, so...
Or are you just not paying attention?
No, I'm paying attention. Okay. I notice stuff like that. That's okay. What I'm talking about.
Good to know.
So what I've done here is actually come up with a few foods around Newcastle that could use with like a reimagined packaging, right?
Also, not just in a bachelor's handbag, but any kind of packaging.
That's right. Food packaging hasn't changed in ages, and it's time for a shake-up. So I'm bringing a few to the table here, right?
All right, hit us.
And we're going to start with another use for the bachelor's handbag. I think this will be awesome, right? Imagine this. You pull into, like, Coles in Waratah or whatever.
Yeah.
And instead of grabbing, like, the prawns or the chicken, how about a lovely beef stroganoff in the bachelor's handbag?
Like, and it, with the rice or the pasta or the mash that
all
you serve
in there.
It with?
Yep.
And gee, that's sloppy.
It comes with, not only that, so serving, it comes with a spoon and fork and a straw to suck the juice.
So you're eating it straight out of the bachelor's handbag.
Why not?
One serving, two servings, family serving.
Up to you. Depends how hungry you are.
Family serving.
Why
you're
not?
Just like sucking juice out of a bachelor's handbag.
It's possible, right? Okay, next one I've come up with. And once again, sticking with the savoury theme here.
Yeah.
You know what's never changed for packaging food-wise?
What's that?
Chinese food. Imagine, right, and this is what I've come up with, your sweet and sour pork, because it's sort of like globs, you could put that inside a milk carton. You know, you've got the milk carton, you crack that open, and then tip it out into the bowl.
I don't approve of that. Pouring sweet and sour pork out of a milk carton into
What's
a bowl.
Wrong with that? And it's way more efficient as well, because the thing with Chinese containers, like, they always crack, and there's always, like, they don't stack that brilliantly.
They're not great to reuse, no.
A milk carton, though, perfect. You're just there, you grab it out of the milk section, you're good to go. Glup, glup, glup.
Oh,
on
nah,
top of your rice.
I don't approve of that one.
You
Next.
Can have the beef and black bean in there as well.
It's a no from me.
Okay, how
Next.
About this? You know, one thing I've always thought is apple pie and custard not conveniently packaged enough, right?
Yeah, because one will make the other soggy.
No, but this, imagine this. You put your apple pie and custard inside a goon sack, right? You turn on the tap and then squeeze it out and it comes out like a long snake.
No.
That's why.
I disapprove of all of this.
What's wrong with all
Nah.
I'm going to be the next packaging millionaire.
You're not. You're not with those ideas. You'll be told to go away. It's a hard no from me and the rest of Newcastle. No,
I think you're
mate.
Wrong. I'm a genius.
No.
You just haven't realised it
no.
yet.
Bonobos with Tyler and Prevo.
Came and asked me how I say my name and I was like, Adele.
Adele?
Adele.
Is the cat toy for our cat?
Yes, it is.
And got naked and posted pictures of my...
What's the goss? UFM.
All right, producer Stephen, we can buy someone's insides. What's going on?
Nah, I've kind of clickbaited you a little bit.
Of
but
course.
You can buy something that's been inside Robert Downey Jr., I suppose. Basically, what happened is that Downey Jr. was in attendance as Iron Man director Jon Favreau had his star unveiled on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, which is obviously a big moment.
Yeah.
And he probably owes a fair bit of that to Downey Jr.'s performance of Iron Man in those films. But there's a bit of a joke between the two of them as they're there taking photos. Robert Downey Jr., you know, all the cameras are there, the paparazzi. They're all snapping it up. And he spits a bit of gum that he was chewing onto the star and kind of like rubs his foot in it. It's a bit of a laugh. They have a laugh together.
Yeah.
But anyway, one opportunistic person has nabbed it. They've gone and nicked this piece of gum, put it up for auction. It's starting at $55,000. That's the starting price.
Joking?
Is the auction running yet? When does it start, do you know?
I'm not sure of the actual details, but $55,000 is an obscene amount. Surely no one's paying that.
That's Maybe like I should, an annual salary.
Should I get it for the shop?
You totally should. Do you
I
have,
can't. No,
do
I don't have that much money. If the price dropped by $49,900, perhaps.
Let's start a GoFundMe.
Even $5,000 is a lot to pay for a piece of gum, isn't it? How can you justify that?
There are Robert Downey Jr. genetics on that.
That's true. What the person should have done, though, is cut it in half.
And sold two.
Why not?
Oh, my God, there's so much money. Have there been any bids on it yet?
I actually don't know if the auction started yet.
Right, got ya.
Because it's only happened just recently.
We'll keep an eye on that. We'll get Robert Downey Jr.'s bubblegum, chewing gum to Newcastle.
That would be good.
Well, I'll let you know how much it sells for finally, but you can't imagine there'd be too many bids.
Wouldn't it?
Oh, you never know.
You just need one obsessed fan or two obsessed fans to make that bidding run way too high.
Go Harvey's or Newcastle.
Yeah, well, that's so
true. Start a GoFundMe, we'll get it down under.
It's worth it. New FM.
The Novos with Tyler and Crevo. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Crevo, do you know what I'm angry about at the moment?
What's got you goat?
Been homesick the last couple of days, and with all this rain, the lawns are out of control.
How long would they be compared to, say, I don't know, a carrot? Halfway up the carrot?
Probably as long as the carrot.
That's crazy. How could they get so long?
Because we've had so much wet weather.
I did walk out the back to get a little like sorrel and parsley for my sandwich yesterday.
That's bougie.
And because I grow that stuff in the garden, yeah. Right? And it's squelchy out the back.
Yeah, it is moist.
Yeah.
Everywhere you go around Newcastle and the Hunter, it is moist. And all I want to do is mow the lawns.
Well, next 2 days sunny, so
all right, I'll get
like by the end of tomorrow,
I'm
maybe
too
it'll
sick
dry
to
out.
Do it. I'll get my partner Marcus onto
smart,
that. I'll
smart.
Delegate.
Hey, up next, something that affects a lot of children around Newcastle and the Hunter: kids in primary schools with mobile phones. We're getting into the discussion around that up next as you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo, New FM. And behind the scenes, just before, we're talking about Pink, right? Because Pink, of coming to McDonald Jones Stadium fame,
of course.
She's got an 11-year-old daughter. Willow, is
Willow,
it? Willow.
Correct.
So she's 11 years of age, and Pink does not let her own a mobile phone. So Willow, her daughter, is the only one in her class who doesn't have a mobile device. And she said, until she can prove that social media is good for her, she's not getting one.
Wow, that's heavy. And it's just, you feel like the odd one out as a kid when you're at school and you don't have the latest toy or you don't have the latest phone.
Oh, and your mum's pink.
Yeah, so Willow would be feeling this hard. And you feel everything so much harder when you're an 11-year-old girl.
That's right. Now, I'm not sure, what's your age do you go into high school?
Around then.
So yeah, I think Willow is still in primary school. But it sort of brings up this debate. When you're in primary school, do you need a mobile phone? Like, should kids be having one, or is it too early?
I guess if you're using public transport to get to and from school, it might be handy to have it on you at those times. Mm. But I'm not sure. I don't think it's necessary for primary school kids to be having a phone at school. And, I mean, it depends on the rules at school as well, right?
That's right. But say they're allowed. This is, I guess, the debate. Is primary school too early for a kid to have a mobile phone? Like, I mean, I don't know. Where do you sit on this?
I think it's...
Say you got a kid. Can they have a mobile phone when they're in year 2, 3, 4?
Probably not, but maybe year 6. I think primary school is too early, though, yes.
In general, yeah. Like, for the most part.
Yeah.
The only thing that makes me think maybe they could have one is if they want to start, like, a little business or something like that. Get some money happening.
In year 6.
Well, yeah, that's when I started my first little...
side hustle, making money.
Yeah, exactly.
Doing what exactly?
So years like 3, 4, 5, like through primary school, really.
Scabbing money from the canteen line and then...
I was selling, like, your little crystals and stuff like that.
Are you?
Yeah, go pick them up, like, wholesale and then sell them to the other kids.
You little businessman. All right, well, let's put this out to Newcastle. 4967 4105. Is primary school too early to have a phone?
Okay, this is what we were asking. Of course, best callers on air today. 2 tickets to the Spiegel Tent at Civic Park, Newcastle, to see the brand new production, The Party. Now, Spiegel Tent is awesome. You want to win yourself some tickets worth $160.
And I drove past Civic Park yesterday. It looks like a big setup of fun.
Definitely. Of course, Pink probably worried about the whole bullying situation and all that, so that probably plays into it.
Yep.
But is primary school too young for kids to have phones? We don't have kids. Help us understand this whole situation next. New FM. Is primary school too young for kids to get a phone? I actually think it's not. I think it's fine. If I have a kid, they'll be able to get it. As soon as they can use it, they can have one. Because that's a tool for life. That's setting you up with the skills you need for the rest of your life.
Of course, this comes after Pink. Her daughter Willow is the only student in her class without a phone because Pink says,
not good for
you. As soon as you can prove that social media is good for you, I'll give you a phone. Mm. I agree with Pink. I think this is too early for a child to be exposed to social media and the bullying that happens online.
I think at that age, I wish, like when I was young, I wish these phones as they are now existed. I would have used that as a tool. Could have had a couple of little businesses going.
Are you joking?
No, I love the idea
of
that.
Can you not just have been a child at that time and just enjoyed things that kids enjoy instead of, like, I don't know, running a business?
I don't know. I'm just into it. I think I would have loved to have had it back then. Anyway, that's just what I'm thinking. Let's go to the phones. Jitka's up first in East Maitland. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Never better, Jitka. Now, tell us, what are your thoughts on this? Is it too young for primary school kids to have a phone?
Yes, I believe it is very early. So from my perspective, I've got 3 daughters and none of them had a mobile phone when they were in primary school. The oldest one, when she was in year 6, I bought her actually smartwatch. That means when there was any trouble, she could call me or I could call her. There was also location, so I could see where actually she is. So
okay.
I could track her. And she was not able to actually send anybody or me messages, only smiley faces and so on. So that was the way I could contact her. So if there was any trouble or...
Yeah, that was... You had it all sorted.
Exactly. So I don't think you need a mobile phone.
Just a smartwatch will do the job.
Smartwatches is a very smart alternative too, I feel. Yeah. I like that idea.
Good idea.
Let's go next to Sue in Madawi. Hey, Sue.
Hi, hey, how are you going?
Very well. Now tell us your thoughts on this. Is primary school too early for kids to have a phone?
No, I don't think so, because my children, back when they went to school in primary school, they used to go to Stockton Pub Primary.
Yeah.
Now, from Madawi, the bus didn't come one day down there to get them, and they didn't have a phone. So another bus actually knew who the kids were and brought them home on a special bus. And they were frantic because they didn't know how to get in contact with me to get home. So they soon got a mobile phone, but not for social media. It was just to ring if there was any cases on the bus, say, or they missed the bus.
Of course.
A communications device. Fair enough.
Which I also find there are a lot of communication devices within the school that they probably would have been able to use.
Well, obviously
right?
not, because the poor kids were stranded there. Once okay. again, another point for me.
Whatever.
Let's go to Colleen up next. Hello, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. How's Morissette this morning?
Oh, yeah, beautiful and sunny.
That's so huge.
Yes, that's what we want, a bit of sunny weather. Right, now tell us, what do you think about this? Is primary school too young for the kids to have the phones?
Yeah, my daughter's 11. She's in year 6. She's the only one in year 5 and 6 without a phone.
Oh, so she's like Willow.
Yes. Well, yeah, she constantly harasses me. I'd say multiple times a week for a phone. I'm the only one. I'm the only one. And my husband and I, we've just agreed, no, not until you're in high school, because phones open up a whole new world of social media and keeps us so young for that stuff.
I agree. Keep them kids for as long as you can, because then they're exposed to the big bad world, and then social media, I think, it exposes them to that even more, don't you think?
Exactly. Yep. Definitely.
See, okay. Prevo.
Well, look.
Parents with sense around Newcastle and the Hunter.
Well, there seems to be a bit of that. The smartwatch is quite a good idea.
Smartwatch
though,
is
isn't
a great
it?
Idea.
Because you've got the communication, but none of the other stuff, if
totally.
You will. That's us done and dusted for today. Have a great day, everyone. And we'll see you tomorrow for your Feel Good Friday.
Oh, how good. See ya.
Bye.